Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And you're listening to Mind Food Radio. Michael, who do we have on our segment now?
Well, we've got a sports psychologist, Ant Williams, and he's actually one of the panellists at the Mind and Its Potential event that's coming up in October.
Yep.
And Ant's really interesting. He, for many years, was a sports psychologist with different sporting codes.
Yeah.
But he himself was the number three in the world for diving, you know, the free diving.
Yeah, where you hold your breath.
That's right, and go all the way down.
I'd be no good. No,
well, I don't know. You've got a lot of air. A lot of hot air, I've got to tell you.
Andrew, what's the secret?
But I'd like to welcome to the show, Ant.
Thanks very much.
Now, I guess it's quite a thing, isn't it? You know, teaching sports athletes, you know, the whole psychology and wanting to win. But how does that translate into everyday life?
It's actually taken me quite a while to figure out the lessons that sport has taught me and how to transfer them back into my regular life. I think that's actually quite it's a thing that a number of athletes actually grapple with. For me, what my sport taught me was really how to stay calm and how to manage my own emotional state when I was under a lot of pressure, not only competitive pressure, but under pressure from being deep in the ocean where there was a lot of anxiety and fear in what I was doing. Mm.
And that fear can actually be a good thing, can't it? Like, people can really use that to kind of, I guess, advance themselves and get ahead in lots of ways.
Well, for me, the fear is critical because it's what keeps me alive. It lets me know that this is what I'm doing has an element of risk, and I need to manage that risk at all times. And I think there's a crossover lesson for how we manage ourselves in business as well, around mitigating risk, but not being afraid to take the right amount of risk that enables us to innovate, to try things and do things differently.
Do you think sports people become good business people? You know, you've seen Grant Hackett sort of losing lots of different sponsorships and, you know, obviously at the moment having a pretty tough time.
I think it's a real challenge for an athlete, to be honest. And it depends on your sport that you've played, because if you've played at a high level in, say, competitive rugby, then you live in a very sheltered environment. You almost live in a bubble where you don't get, you know, you get a lot of people patting you on the back all the time, telling you how fabulous you are.
Yeah.
I'm great at sport. People do love me and they love what I do and how I succeed for my country.
Mm.
And when you're in business, they might just look at you as that guy who sits in the corner office or, you know, not even give you recognition for what you've done in your sport.
The everyday person that watches these sports men and women on TV and hears them on radio, what can we learn from them to be successful in our own lives?
I've heard a number of athletes speak and present at conferences, and I've personally taken a lot from them around you know, the ability to not give up, to overcome overwhelming odds often. And those stories often fascinate me, because it's seldom the case that someone gets born as a remarkable athlete.
Mm.
They work very, very hard, obviously physically and technically in what they do. They have to learn all these lessons on how to become mentally tough as well.
Mm.
And those are the types of lessons I like to hear from athletes and learn from.
I think you're right. Before the Rugby World Cup last year, I interviewed Graham Henry from the All Blacks, and he said, you know, the real talents are the ones that perhaps as children didn't show huge strength in rugby, but they were very talented at all sorts of different sports. And in fact, the real talent are the ones that can do more than just one thing.
Yeah, not only do I agree with that, but I think you can take that one step further, and you can take someone who's not necessarily genetically predisposed to do fantastically well in a sport, but through a lot of training and development and by having them become mentally tough, they can actually succeed and do some remarkable things in that sport.
So at the Mind and Its Potential, Ant, what can we expect to see from you?
In the Mind and Its Potential conference, I'll be a panel member. I'll be sharing that panel with one of our top Olympic athletes, a lady, Kerry, who's won gold, actually, in beach volleyball, a gold medal. And so we're going to be discussing our personal stories. Basically, how do you make it at the top in a very demanding sport?
Great. Ant Williams, thanks for being on the show today. And for more information on Ant and Mind and Its Potential event that's happening in October, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.